Watanabe, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from. I'm born in Kerala. I'm from Kerala in the from South India, but I work in New Delhi. What brought me to theatre? I just wanted to do something in my life that I always had fun. Because I did not want to be serious in life. I just wanted to play all my life. So I said, what better way to do it than just doing plays? And that's what I enjoyed doing most when I was in school. So I thought I'll do this for my life, and that's how I got into theatre.
Did you make choices in relation to
You know, I think a lot of it happened on its own. I was aware, after seeing what was happening in India, I was aware of what I shouldn't be doing, I should not be doing. And then came what I should do. And it was a lot of trial and error, you know, starting. You try to do as m with my personality, I would always try to do something different. I was a rebel by nature, so I would rebel against things that were happening or things that were already existing.
plutôt une démarche rebelle, donc à l'encontre des choses qu'il ne fallait pas faire, plutôt que avant de trouver ce que je voulais faire. C'était plutôt une réaction à ce qu'il ne fallait pas faire. Et ensuite.
And so then all the work started finding their own form like that.
Les pièces ont trouvé leur propre forme presque organiquement.
Est-ce que vous avez maintenant un répertoire? Est-ce que vous avez de nombreuses pièces qui sont diffusées dans plusieurs lieux?
Do you have a kind of range of plays to your name which are regularly turning
Yeah,
around
we
or
have like a few plays that keep touring. Like I told you, I work with a lot of traditional artists as well. So we do a lot of traveling with them as well. We do a lot of our plays travel. Othello travels, Goodbye Desdemona travels. These plays which I do with I've done like four plays with the traditional theatre artists. In fact, recently, the last play we did, we had 450 shows in Barcelona, and then recently again another 60 shows all over Spain. So we keep traveling, and yeah.
Qu'est-ce qui vous a amené à Othello?
Sorry?
What brought you to Othello?
What brought me to Othello? What brought me to Othello was basically the subtle racism that was existing even within the artist intellectual circles.
Face à un racisme subtil qui subsiste même dans les milieux artistiques. C'est ça, l'inspiration.
Quand vous parlez de racisme, il est en direction d'une communauté particulière?
In relation to particular communities within the artistic
In all kinds
world.
of all kinds of racism. Racism to do with language, racism to do with communities, vis-à-vis being in North India and how North India feels that they are much superior to either South India or East India, or how South India feels that they're much, you know, they're superior race to North India. So, and it's always everything is ha happens with a kind of veil, you know. With a mask, everybody is watched to see through that, judged through that, and it affects basic communication.
Et en quoi Othello apporte une réflexion, sinon une solution?
In what way does Othello bring some kind of solution to this problem?
Othello doesn't give any solution. And it's not my job to talk about solutions. We just try and go through these journeys for ourselves.
About reflection.
About reflection, and obviously it's the most obvious thing, which is about, you know, racism or things like that. Don't it doesn't or my reflections on Othello.
No, how does it make people, how is it thought-provoking in this context?
Yeah, see, you know, the interesting thing is initially when the play starts, people actually laugh at points, and they are a part of the point where their racism is being tapped within the audience. And in the middle way and the end of the play, they realize that, oh, we are actually racist. And then they say, oh my God, we've been caught, we've been trapped. And then they see it, and then they experience something which is not, which doesn't taste good.
On rigole bien au début, mais on se rend compte que nous-mêmes, spectateurs, on est également coupable des mêmes racismes. On est prise au piège.
Donc en fait, votre combat, c'est un combat contre la nature humaine.
And a lot of people are also unaware. It's just that many people think that this is the way to behave. No?
Oui, c'est montrer aux gens que ils ont des idées reçues comment se comporter, et ce n'est pas forcément bien.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.